Saipan about his company's efforts to bring Macau-style gaming to the island. The GGP podcast is sponsored by iGamingPlayer.com, the nation's leading affiliate marketing partner for online and land-based gaming. Mark Brown is a native of Brigantine, New Jersey, and he began his casino career in Atlantic City, eventually operating Trump Taj Mahal as the president and general manager. From 2006 to 2009, he was president of the Venetian Macau and Sands Macau. In 2013, he joined Nagacorp, the Cambodian gaming company, but less than a year later left for the top position with Imperial Pacific, which is developing gaming on the American territory of Saipan in the Northern Marianas. He describes the island and the progress made toward bringing a five-star, multi-billion-dollar integrated resort to Saipan. Brown spoke with me from his offices in Saipan in late May. Mark Brown, thanks for joining us on the GTV podcast. I missed you in Macau last week at G2E Asia, but I'm glad we could get together on the phone here. And it's nice to talk to you. We go back a long way, and it's nice to talk to an Atlantic City guy in Asia there.
Absolutely. Thank you, Roger.
Now, you've had a great opportunity with Imperial Pacific in Saipan, but frankly, you know, when I started hearing about Saipan, I had to look it up because I didn't really understand where it was, what it was, you know, exactly what happens here. Can you give us a little bit of the cliff notes on the island? What are some of the history? What's some of the tourist attractions there, that kind of thing?
It's a beautiful, beautiful island. Like you said,
It makes a lot of sense there, but you know, and explain to me the relationship between Tinian and Saipan. Are they in the same country? Or are they completely different countries?
There's many of the islands that are surrounding this area. And Saipan, basically, everyone has the land in Saipan. So it goes to Tinian. That's one of the issues with Tinian becoming land. You know, nice size airport, normal airport land, big planes, and what basically.
Okay.
And Tinian, there's nothing there. As you see, there are beautiful, again, beautiful islands with a lot of greenery, and there's room besides Tinian sitting there. There's not much else to do or anything else to see there. So Saipan, when you land, now that's why we thought this is the perfect island. It's a 4 to 5 hour flight from China. If you're in Shanghai, anywhere where you're coming in visa free, no visa is from the Chinese desk. So that was the difference of Tinian, where you have to take a small little plane to get over to Tinian. And we're just much more convenient than landing and you're here.
So I guess, sort of something that doesn't us in the States would recognize, you kind of have to fly into San Juan, Puerto Rico to go to the Caribbean islands, or that kind of thing, where you fly into Saipan and then...
That's why it's not as successful.
Right, okay.
It's a big, it's a trade-off. trip to get to where they're going.
Right. So the casino in Tinian has not been successful. It's actually closed right now. Why would a casino in Saipan be more successful than one in Tinian?
Well, I think just the difference between the two, right? So number one location, as I said, the delay in the Saipan, that's different. That's number one.
Right.
A small casino, different, I want to say, I don't want to say anything negative about Tinian, but even the how it was operated, how it was run, the staffing that was there, you know, you're in the U.S., you're following U.S. rules. You know, with our company, you know, our company hired executives. We have experts from the U.S. You know, they have the whole U.S. You know, following all the laws, not only the labor laws. You know, we've talked to laborers here. You know, we know how we have to hire the U.S. first. Only things that we have to follow, you know, the labor law, and then all the FBI, federal government, you know, money laundering issues. Follow all those same rules as you do with San Vegas.
Sure.
You know, so it's know your customer, anti-money laundering.
Right.
The issue that we have to follow. We're the only casino in the whole day for the next 2 years in Saipan. We work very close to the government. We know we're being watched closely. So maybe in the past, I mean, the other, you know, Tinian doesn't, you know, maybe they're being watched as closely. You know, that we're following every single rule. Every customer that comes and plays in our VIP room, I keep pointing this out, we have to know who they are. In Macau, for example, you walk into any one of those fucking rooms, there's 67 people playing in those rooms. The company itself has no idea who those people are and don't care.
Sure.
You don't care. You deal with the head of the junket company. You grant them credit. They give money out to whoever they want. And whoever's playing, it's up to stay handle that and we don't know who they are.
Okay.
We're in the U.S. So every single customer that's playing in our VIP room, we know exactly who they are. We're following every law to the T. The Casino Control Commission is by our side at every moment. I keep making the joke that I feel like I'm in Atlantic City 1982. The Casino Control Commission is following the security guard carrying the middle of the table. We won't wear big badges on our jackets. And, you know, we're very closely watched at every area.
Sure. Okay. Now, you've been operating a temporary casino for the past year or so. Tell us how that experience has been and how that has performed.
Well, as we're planning for our big building, our first building, the Grand Mariana, which opens up at the end of this year, about February, you know, we said, let's open up one of the temporary facilities, Mark, like we do in the U.S. And at first, I envisioned, you know, like these big, you know, tent extra modification. You know, open up a casino on a racetrack, and as soon as the casino opens up, the temporary goes away. So I searched the island for a place starting in February for the perfect spot. If you have a temporary facility, I couldn't do it on the site where we're building because there wasn't enough room. We're using every inch. So I eventually wound up in the DFS shopping. It's actually the nicest building in Saipan. David Shop has been here for 20 years. This building where they said, "Mark, we're going to renovate half of it, you know, starting now. Would you guys be interested in taking that area? Right? We could work out a deal and pick up a temporary facility in the shopping area," which I thought that was a grand slam and said, "Absolutely." So we opened up the facility, which is beautiful. Spent actually way too much money on a temporary facility, but because of the type of clientele that we're bringing to the island now, we wanted to walk in and it's a miniature, beautiful inn. That's what it looks like. It's a beautiful little casino that is a temporary facility that will go away once this one opens. But we opened up in July. July 26th, we opened up just on a small scale. I hired people from Atlantic City and from Las Vegas to come in and deal. As we waited for our CW visas, these are contract worker visas for people that are coming only for Saipan only, that I can hire from anywhere. I can hire from the Philippines, I can hire from Macau, I can hire from the different locations, but it's a contract worker visa only for Saipan, and that takes time. So at the time, we were still an unknown company, dealing with the labor laws and dealing with the labor people here that
that's interesting. It's going by the date of the article. Very interesting.
So that's what we're dealing with at the beginning. Our name was out there enough. Now, it's only taking 5 to 6 weeks.
Okay.
Once they all arrive at the end of the year, November, that's when we started bringing in our VIPs. We were going full staff in the temporary facility. We were building the 32 mass tables, 6 premium mass tables, 106 slot machines, and 7 tables that were in 3 junket rooms. So in November, publicly, as you saw, we announced our rolling numbers, which kind of shocked some people where we did 1.2 thing was real, it's in this, every single month after that, we continue to go. January was 2.2 billion. We're doing roughly 2 billion a month in US dollar rolling in this new temporary facility. We did $3.2 billion US in April. So it's been very, very successful, and the VIPs that are coming are loving the island, they're loving the casino, they're loving what we put together. And what we do for them also, besides,
I just had some. It was delicious.
We actually buy 5 yachts, 2 a year now. 2 of the yachts are 150-foot yachts. We buy staterooms, and the guys actually also stay on the yachts. We divide the chef and the public service again. We go out on the sunset cruises. There are fishing. There are on the beaches. It's an area that
you don't know,
also is not.
No, I actually am okay.
Anywhere in the world.
Had some earlier the day.
It sounds like this is a pretty impressive development. What's the timeline on this? How long is it going to take to complete?
Properties actually being built at the same time.
looks like you've got a bunch of non-gaming amenities too. This isn't just the casinos.
Not at all. And that's why I said, the main point is what's already built in is here now. You have, like I said, the whole world. Scuba dives, snorkels, the fishing boats, we have fishing tournaments constantly. There's sunset cruises that people go out to, and the dancers, and just like island life. You know,
right.
You know, beach dinners that when our guests come to take over an entire beach area from the aqua resort now, and they can play dancers and just the huge crowds come around. It's very nice as the sun sets. In this other area, we have a small shopping in the Grand Mariana, directly across the street from the DFS shopping mall.
Right.
There you have the new guitar, there are names, all that. That's already there, so we only have a little bit of shopping in the first one. The next phase, and this Mariana's gotten to an area, we'll have everything you think of. And also in the Grand Mariana, I forgot to mention, all of our restaurants are Michelin star chefs. We have Brian McKenna, who's actually the youngest Michelin star chef, age 21. Many awards in China and Australia. And, you know, so we're going to have four Michelin star restaurants, two-star, one-star. You know, one of our concepts is our all-day dining from day area. Every station is a Michelin star chef station. So that's in Grand Mariana. The same type of concept moving forward, when we have this other property, big hotel names, obviously, right, the big hotel names, the top hotels, they have the best restaurants, we'll start bringing in known name restaurants, you know, besides massive shopping, the convention area. A convention area where we bring not only U.S. entertainment, we bring, you know, Asian entertainment, like we did it now. But there's many other things. There's actually over 5 golf courses on the island. So we'll just continue to add to the island the beauty of what it has, but we'll just keep adding that upscale, this next level of things that don't exist at the moment.
Sure, okay. Looking to acquire valuable players for your online casino or even your land-based property? Check out iGamingPlayer.com, the leading affiliate marketing site for legal online gaming in the U.S. iGamingPlayer is one of the first and only online affiliate marketing sites licensed in New Jersey. iGamingPlayer delivers quality customers and profitable players with its mix of online gaming news, play for free games, and information on the best promotions offered by its partner online casinos, poker rooms, and land-based casinos. iGamingPlayer uses the vast knowledge about players and their behavior to deliver players to your online casino and act as the bridge to your bricks and mortar property. So visit iGamingPlayer.com to see what you've been